In Saudi Arabia, change is often described as glacial, but in the past months, the pace has been breathtaking. A new king shifted power to a younger generation of princes. And change is also dramatic for Saudi women in the workplace, even as they're still prohibited from driving themselves to work. It's technology that's opening the door. NPR's Deborah Amos filed this report.
Check out this recent convention at a private girls' school in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. There are hundreds of women here who've opened businesses on Instagram. They've turned a popular photo-sharing site into a platform to sell everything, from sugary cupcakes to fresh sushi in the desert kingdom. Reem Khatib sells decorative tables and embroidered cushions.
Every gift I made it by myself or something I bring it from Vegas or London.
She had a job, but says this one's better.
Yeah, I'm a banker, actually.
I was a banker.
Why'd you decide to do this?
Do what you love. Love what you do.
Nauf Al-Masrou loves to work with her sisters in a business she started a year ago.
It's barbecue time. It's about barbecue catering.
Barbecue time is a hit, says Masrou, a single mother with a young son.
I want my own business. I'm free, yeah. No man to take responsibility about.
In Riyadh, thousands of Instagram businesses are up and running, created mostly by women. Easier than the traditional economy, they can skip government bureaucracy and they can work from home. It's all happening so fast, Saudi's Ministry of Labor hasn't yet been able to count these businesses as part of the informal economy.
We're looking at it. We're trying to figure out how we can actually put a number on it. It happened over the last 3 years, max.
That's Maha Taibe, advisor on human capital at the Labor Ministry. She heads a government project to double the number of women in the workplace in the next few years, where 50% of the unemployed women hold a university degree. Her team includes star American academics, economists, and labor experts.
You go to the best. So we have Harvard, we have other universities that we're starting to discuss with similar programs to support that initiative.
The initiative started under King Abdullah. It's not yet clear the new king, Salman, has the same commitment to advancing opportunities for women. But there are harsh economic realities even a king can't ignore. Oil prices have fallen dramatically, no longer enough to balance the government budget. Family budgets are also under strain, says Saudi blogger Iman El-Nafjan. A one-income household is just not enough.
Most of us are not rich at all. I mean, about 70% of us don't even own our own houses. A lot of us live month to month.
Still, it's a radical shift in a conservative society with rigid rules on driving, where gender segregation is the norm. The hurdles to find a job and then get to work are still enormous. In the capital, Saudi's largest charitable foundation offers classes for women who have never mixed with men outside their family. They have to learn simple skills like eye contact, a hurdle for women who wear the face veil, part of Saudi's traditional culture. Moisa Otaibi heads the training program.
Don't stare a lot. And sometimes we say, you know what, if you find it difficult to hold an eye contact, look at the forehead in the middle. We have all these tricks.
More than 70% of the graduates move into the workforce. Economics is changing Saudi Arabia, and women want to be part of that rapid change. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.